We are free and awake. I have come to the conclusion that I've been making the flat earth awakening much too difficult. It isn't about the shape of the earth, the distance between the continents, what the map looks like, or whether there's a dome or an ice ring. I see now why the flat earth theory hasn't been as easy to sell as I thought it should be. I came to the conclusion several months ago that the flat earth revolution was jump-started in the first place. But it grew exponentially and organically because it made people feel free of a great lie. It also gave people hope who were already awake that this was a chance to expose those responsible for lying to us about a lot of other things and ultimately free us of their control. I finally see the reason for the awakening and the bigger picture. It isn't just about the globe lie. It isn't about the shape of the earth or even why they're lying about it. It's about the people who have awakened out of their slumber of brainwashing, indoctrination, and mental slavery, and their quest for truth and ultimately freedom from the controllers. So now I begin again. My hope is restored. My vision is clear. I still believe that the earth is flat, more precisely, that it is not a spinning ball. But beyond that, I will not spend any more energy or time focusing on maps or models or who is creating this info or gatekeepers or shills, because that is exactly what they want me to do. I wouldn't be a proper rebel if I just did what they expect me to do, now would I? I'm compelled to focus on the awakened people from now on. I am broadening my definition of what awakened means. I will no longer be a part of the division between the awakened camps by playing into these divisive tactics. This revelation is one that I will share and promote from here on out. It's not about truth at any cost. It's not about being right no matter what. We will never all think the same or believe the same things or agree on what's true or not. Certainly, that's never going to happen as long as we are arguing and infighting. If someone is lying, spreading disinfo, or otherwise corrupting the truth, that's on them. So from here forward, it's about the people, the awakened people, and that's all. Every single one of us is a drop of rain. I keep forgetting this, and I don't know why. I know this lesson. I know it well. But just like everyone else, I get distracted, I get confused, and my thoughts get corrupted. I forget my purpose and my passion and my tenacity and my cause. Well, I have remembered again why I am here and what I'm supposed to do, and I invite everyone and anyone who agrees to keep it simple to join me in promoting this lesson, Be the Rain. Those who have been in control of writing the script and setting the stage in this theater we call reality already know how division, confusion, diversion, and distraction help them accomplish their goals. I will no longer follow their script. I will no longer be an actor in their drama. I am a free agent and always have been, and if you are awake, then so are you. My rebellious nature has been used against me. I have been so hyper-focused on toppling those in control of the theater, using this conspiracy to cover up the flat earth and the globe lie, that I have allowed myself to be used to foment division instead of unity. This admission of guilt frees me to focus my knowledge on all the lies we've been fed and to once again find a way to rebel against those in control of the lies division in our common enemy. There are many places from which one can seek answers and clarity. There is much knowledge and history and philosophy to be found from which we can gain wisdom. One such book, is the Bible. The Creator has left us a roadmap, a simple story or lesson that was written regarding just about everything a human can seek answers for. Whether you appreciate this book or not, this particular lesson is as simple and honest as one might need. I direct you to Mark 4:26 through 32. It's called the parable of the growing seed. And it goes like this. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. Then the parable of the mustard seed. Again, he said, what shall we say the kingdom of God is like? Or what parables shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch on it. If I am guilty of anything, it's getting caught up in the battle to explain or prove the flat earth theory and map and model. The reason for this is simple. It's not about whether my opinion is the best and most correct. It's not about being right or wrong or who can get there first in the race to the best model. The reason I got caught up is because I'm curious to know the truth about where I live. It's as simple as that. That and because I hate being lied to. I despise being controlled and worse yet laughed at by those who would try to control my beliefs and my thoughts and my very reality. So I ask you to join me in a fresh beginning. For those who want to continue researching science and maps and models, be my guest. For those who want to continue focusing on what their individual religious beliefs and cultures say about the shape of the earth, again, have at it. But for those who want to focus on the people, whose goal is to free themselves from the lies and the controls and the controllers, this is an opportunity to focus on who we are and why we are awake in the first place. It's about us, the people, human beings that are free. Smile. We all have this one thing in common. We are free and awake, and we are rising.